Welcome to our regular weekly Rocket pregame podcast. This week's podcast is brought to you by Baker Nix Photography and James Penn Construction, two of our regular blog sponsors. We appreciate all their help every year. Coach Starnes, Marshall County's coming up. They're 1-4. They played a pretty tough schedule, but they're a pretty decent football team too.
You know, they're a good football team, Chris. You know, we watch them on film, and you know, Murray and Mayfield, they end up beating them pretty good. But you know, the first couple series in each game, I mean, Marshall ends up holding them. It just looks to me like that that they're playing harder. They're a good football team, and we have our work cut out for us. But you know, I can tell you, it's right now, it's not necessarily about Marshall as much as it is about us. You know, we've had three or four kids that hadn't practiced all week, and we're not going to let them play because they don't practice all week. So it's about kids coming in and filling in the positions, and they have their opportunity, and now it's time to shine.
Who do we have out? Who's filling in this week?
Well, Lane Wallace, his shoulder, he'll find out tomorrow morning what the results of the MRI, and then they said they were going to make some sort of plan. But you know,
Friday morning, game day.
So, you know, we just can't get in a habit of kids missing practice all week and expect to play, and we're not going to do that. It's not fair to those kids that are practicing all week, and it sends a message to those that if they want to sit out of practice, they can. And we're just not going to do that. I understand injury, and I understand it happens, but we just have to get somebody else ready. And we feel like that if they miss 2 or 3 days of practice throughout the course of the week, then we need to get somebody else ready to play. So, you know, we've had to move people around. Mason Myers, he's been out of practice all week, so he's not going to play. He's the backup running back and outside linebacker. So Dylan Hollis is the one that's going to line up at running back, and we've had to move Noah Dickerson to some running back. So you can see him back there. And if we have to, we'll run Nick Castiller, who's a good runner.
And then who would you put at quarterback?
Noah, you know, of course, we can run Nick at quarterback as well. So,
yes.
You know, we can run him as if he were a running back and actually have an extra blocker. So we've got some things that we're going to do and we're going to look at. We also had Alice Cosby. He practiced yesterday, but he hurt his ankle jumping up pregame, and that ankle's still bothering him. And yesterday at practice, he said he hurt his back and he didn't practice anymore. So we don't know about that. We don't know what's going to happen. We had Seth Burwell that didn't practice yesterday because his stomach, and Gary McConnell didn't practice all week because he said he got hurt his knee, and it's a bruised knee. Had an MRI done, and it's a bruised knee, and he's been sitting out all week, so he's not going to play. And
who have we had to practice this week?
Well, yeah, I mean, we got guys that's we're going to put in there. I tell you what, Nick Greenwell, he's a kid that we love. He moved in each position that we put him at. We've had to play him as strong safety and linebacker, and he just says yes sir all the time. We are glad to have Tyler Coleman back, who missed last week with his knee, and you know, he'll come back in and fill in a spot of linebackers that we're short of. You know, that's where we are, and that's what we have to work on.
Well, Coach Wheeler, your defensive coordinator, really, this should be kind of an off week for him. And I mean, this is the worst scoring team in 6A. 55 points all season.
You know, but
Coach Wheeler, why does he say stuff like that?
Watching the film, though, I can tell you, though, they got a quarterback that runs hard.
Yeah.
They throw the ball deep. They have 6'4" receivers that run the ball, that run deep routes, and they just jump over our little our cornerbacks, our little people, and it's just going to be hard. And they have linemen that come off the football. the bad thing is that for them is that they played a tough schedule. So you know, when you play the likes of a Murray and Mayfield, they're going to shut people down.
Murray, Mayfield, Trigg, Allen County, Scottsville, who's got a pretty good team
this
year.
Good football team. So they're going to shut people
Callaway
down.
Callaway is their only win this year. So the numbers are maybe a little deceiving this
week. I mean, just like that, I wish you'd have brought up how many points that they've given up, because that way Coach Starnes would know how many points he needs to throw
I think it was about 200, right at 200 they've given up.
Yeah, so but now with them, I mean, if you watch the film, you know, on them, it doesn't look like a team that's 1-4. I mean, I actually had to check on Huddle to see if I was making sure I was watching Marshall County, because they played Callaway, and they're a very, very resilient team. I mean, Callaway scores two touchdowns in about the first 8 minutes, and then Marshall shuts them out the rest of the game, and then they end up throwing up 17 points. They're up 10 in the first half, 7 with about, I think, 2 minutes left to go in the game. So
and
won the game. So it's not like a team that's 1-4 that is, you know, just giving up all the time, and you know they have a better team. They play hard, and, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to predict how many points that they're going to score or we're going to score, but it's going to be a battle if we want to win this football game.
You know, they came in here last year up here and were winless at the time and came into this game and beat us 43-0. So it's tough to look at a 6A team and just say because they had won a football game or 1-1 that this is going to be an easy week. But no stretch of the imagination. You got some announcements going on. We're here at the school doing the podcast this week. So
that's all right. Just look through those distractions, but it'll be all right.
Yeah. Of course, you never have any distractions in football, do you?
No, we just improvise and adjust, so we just keep on with it. But, you know, Chris, I'm going to tell you, you know, you look at their sidelines, and they got about 70 players that they can throw out there, and it's hard to see the numbers, so I don't know how many players are playing both ways, but I can tell you this, that Coach Merrick has them playing hard, and that's what counts.
And Coach Merrick, a little local note here, he is related to our Mr. Merrick, the teacher out here, Todd Merrick. Yeah. Nephew, is that right?
I believe it is. And we knew that when he got the job, that he was related to him, so... You know, he's doing a good job, and you know, he's it looks like that he's fundamental. He's sound in what he does, and you know, that's what I look at. And you're not going to beat him by mistakes and stuff like that, and trying to set up some formations to try to outflank them, because they're very, very sound in what they do.
Coach Wheeler, I know you've looked at a lot of the videotape on them this week, but one of the statistics that jumped out at me is they've not scored a rushing touchdown this year. Now, does that mean when they get in the red zone, they're trying to throw the ball, or they're not getting in when they get in there a lot of times?
No, I just think when you have a quarterback like that, I mean, he's a lefty, and he doesn't care to sit in the pocket. And when you have a, you know, like Coach Starnes was saying, receiver 6'4", 215, all you have to do is lay it up
there
to
them,
and they go and get it. And a lot of theirs is they love to go deep. And I just think that they probably rely a little bit more on their passing game. But I'm going to tell you, some of their running backs will come in there, and they ran it hard all the way down deep into the red zone, and then it just so happened somebody might have stopped them for one or two plays, and it's third down, and they passed it for a score. So I really hadn't looked at that.
You know, Chris, and you know, they had the ball. They got it down to the 1 yard line against Murray, and threw a play action pass, threw an interception. You know, they had a chance to run it in right there and get a rushing touchdown. You know, so it just goes to show that they have confidence in their passing game.
Most of the guys that hurt us last year that I remember, the quarterback Bernard, and then the running back Nichols, who's also a pretty good linebacker, those guys are gone. They're not on the team this year, graduated or moved on. And so we've got kind of some new names here. Justin Robinson is the team's leading rusher. He's only rushed for 130 yards this year. And the quarterback Lane Roberts is number two on the team in rushing with 120 yards in 5 games. And, you know, you look at those stats and they're not real great, but then he's thrown for over 100 yards a game and 11 interceptions. So, you know, that's something. They have put the ball up 81 times and thrown 11. So, you know, percentages are not in their favor when they throw it.
But when you're throwing against a Murray corner and a Mayfield safety.
Right. And I can tell you, Chris, they're going to come in looking to run the football on us. They run a spread offense designed to run the ball, and they're going to look to run it. They're gonna take their chances and take their shots down the field because they are taller than our defensive backs. And, you know, we just have to make sure that we play great technique and take care of the things that we're supposed to, and we'll be okay.
Of course, our quarterback last week threw up 36 passes. You know, that's pretty amazing for Crittenden County team. Yeah. And then, now you're talking about him running the ball some more this week.
Yeah. Right? Well, like we said before, we're gonna take advantage of what we can take advantage of.
Yeah. And you know, Nick did have a great game, and just want to reiterate the fact that he did come awfully close on the single game passing completion record. He was too shy on that and tied the record for attempts. And big game, then big game out of Ethan Hunt and Dylan Hollis catching the ball. Ethan had a big game catching. Can we look for more of that, those guys throwing
it
around?
I mean, I think so. I think, you know, with the injuries that we have and the people that were out, I think Jesse Belt has to step up, and he has to be able to catch the football and run great routes. And Dylan Hicks, who's lined up at Z, has to be able to run the routes.
And our kicker.
He's working at receiver. So,
very athletic.
You know, we had a couple receivers out and two running backs, and, you know, it takes away from what we're trying to do. So, you know, we just have to wait and find out when we get there. We have in our mind what we want to try to attack. But, again, it's, you know, calling offenses for me is more of a feel type thing that when I get there, and we see what's going to happen and see what's working, then we try to stick with it. So it's just a matter of what they're going to get. We've seen out of them a four-man front play halves coverage, and we've also seen a three-man front and play halves coverage. So we're looking for probably a three-man front against us for what we do, because if we don't spread it out, then they can bring in the outside linebackers. It looks like a five-man front. You know, so that's what I anticipate out of them, playing halves coverage. And, you know, there's some things that you can do to take advantage of halves coverage, so we're going to try to do it.
Well, another 6A school this week, two in a row. Muhlenberg got us last week, but it was a ball game, and we expect nothing less probably this week, too, down at Marshall County. It's 7 o'clock kickoff. And just want to take a second or two and say we're really tickled to death today. It's almost like a celebration, Coach Starnes. I know you had you had cancer last year, and you had surgery and cleared all that up. Then you came back this year, and some of your follow-up tests, they thought they may have found something and went in and did a biopsy. I don't want to get too much into your personal life, but it is we're glad to find out it was not cancer.
Yeah, you know, Chris, and we appreciate it. We've had a lot of thoughts and a lot of prayers come our way, and prayers were answered today. It was just ecstatic when the doctor walked in. You know, you always hope for the best, but I think you think the worst. And the doctor came in and said, you know, that it's not cancer, it's histoplasmosis, and you know, it's a fungal disease, and you know, it's okay, and they don't have to do anything to treat it. So he said he was worried about it, and so you know, it was good news, and so we appreciate it, given the history from last year and everything that happened in our family for last year. And we're just excited, and we want to thank everybody for their thoughts, their prayers, their calls, their concerns that came out to us. So it's all good right now.
That's awesome. We're tickled to death. I don't want it to sound like a Bud Light commercial or anything, but we love you, man. We're tickled. We're tickled to death that it wasn't just so relieved and happy for you.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it. Thanks to everybody.
All right. Well, this week's podcast. We'll wrap it up. James Penn Construction and Nix and Baker Photography are our sponsors this week. We appreciate all they do for the program. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.